Welcome, everybody. Share number 1050, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we started talking about last share in reference to if I made a mistake, right? If somebody, they have our famous case we're talking about, I have a grape and I have an apple. A grape is on a higher level. Grape is from the Shivas Aminim. So I'm supposed to make the bracha, and I'm going to eat them together. I make the bracha on the grape, right? And I make her eats on the grape, and the apple goes automatically. I have it in mind, which is better, but over there it will go automatically onto the grape. So we said, what about if one mixed it up? I made the bracha on the apple, would it still be good for the grape? So in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Lamed Beis, which again, we gave a share in this a while back, but I want to get a little bit into it, this, the importance of having everything in mind as much as possible, and whereby sometimes it would actually make a difference, whereby you might even need another bracha, possibly. So the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Lamed Beis, our Simon Reish Yud Aleph Sif Hey, Sifkat Lamed Beis continues on. We said last time that if somebody made a bracha on something on a lower level, like an apple, the Eina B'din Sheyifter, Misha Eina Chashev, Esa Chashev, Derek Herrera, Ella Bekavana. It would not go on to the grape, Lechatchila, at least, because it only works the fact that something's in front of you, even though it's in front of you. It only works either when the two items are equal, like I have chocolate and milk, let's say, something like that, or, and they're both shahakal, I'm just giving an example, or I have chocolate and some other thing that's shahakal, and they're both equal, so both shahakal, it's in front of me, it goes automatically on the thing in front of me. Or I have an apple and an orange. I make a bracha, I make a ha'etz on an apple, and the orange is sitting in front of me, so that will also be good, right? And we're talking about if you did not have it in mind. You did not have it in mind. Automatically, it goes on to the orange that's in front of you. It will go on to the pear, anything in front of you. But when the other item in front of you is on a higher level, right, and you want to eat it together at the same time, so halacha l'maisa, you have to make a bracha on the other item, which it might be a pomegranate. In our case, we're talking about a fig, which is on a higher level than the apple. So, but then now the Mishnah Berurah continues on in Sifkat L'Namid Beis, Avol im berech al chashev, if you make the bracha on the grape, poiter she'ein chashev, right, then it would potter automatically the apple. I didn't have in mind the apple. I made the bracha on the grape, the apple sitting in front of me. Automatically, it would potter the apple. Again, we have to have in mind. But over here, I didn't have in mind the apple, but I made the bracha on the grape, which is on a higher level. So then, avol im berach al hachashev, which is the grape, I made the bracha on the grape. It would automatically potter the apple that's in front of me. I feel like this chama fairish lepatra, even though I did not have it in mind. Came shahaya munach lefanav al shulchan b'shas bracha. Ah, so in okay. So then he goes into some other things. Okay, so now the let's just go through the beer halacha real quickly. Again, I want to get a rounded out a picture of what this is all about. So the mechabit, the Ramah told us you have to have everything in mind lechatchila for sure as much as possible. So he says, I'm a mishabur mashakosav dafilu hoyish name lefanav. Even though the two things are in front of you, but even sheis chavim le beferish lepatra, you have to have a mind beferish. Then it didn't sheyif to me sheeinu chashiv. Right? We spoke about that. V'hainu bein sheeinu min shiva oy hamin shiva oy sheeinu chaviv es hachaviv. Right. So either way, it wouldn't make a difference. Now, but the point what I want to say, which the Bir Halacha ends off, we'll get to the halacha lemaisa if somebody's at home. But the Bir Halacha ends off that if somebody is in somebody else's house, v'im oichel eitzel bal habayis. Somebody's eating by somebody else's house. Now we spoke about in as far as having in mind. In other words, now we're talking about the halachas of having it in mind. We spoke about in the past that if when you go to somebody else's house to eat, in general, I make a shahakal, right? I didn't wash, but I made a shahakal. In general, I go as a guest, and so when I make a shahakal, that shahakal will cover everything that they're going to bring me, right? I don't know. They might bring me this. They might bring me that. So I'm in somebody else's house. I don't know what they'll bring me. So your bracha has automatic intention on all the shahakals. When I make a ha'etz, it has automatic intention on all the ha'etzes in the house. I make a berpriya ha'etz on a beautiful pear, right, that by somebody else's house, and I'm there, and we're going to be schmoozing, we'll be eating, whatever. Why I'm saying that, because if somebody just pops in, we spoke about if somebody just pops in for a second to tell somebody, they're not there as a guest, that's already very questionable if they have automatic kavanah. But when you go as a guest, then your bracha covers everything for that bracha in general. There's certain exceptions, but in general. So now ha'etz, I make a bar pri eitz on the pear that the balabas gave me, they gave me a pear, I make a bar pri eitz, and now if they bring me, and I didn't have in mind anything else. Now, if they bring me out an apple, they bring me out an orange, it would all be covered under that bracha because of the fact that when you go to somebody else's house as a guest, it automatically covers the bracha So now he says the same thing would be over here. The bir halacha, the bir maskel v'vachli he daita. He says v'm oichel eitzel bal habayis kaven da the taka about the bal habayis samech. Right, since you're relying on the das of the bal habayis, have a keilu daita beferish. Then it's as though you automatically had kavana lifter kol mashir to bal habayis via loy. So even in our case, whereby you made the bracha on the lower level thing, I made the bracha on the apple, and I didn't. And I didn't have in mind the grapes, so automatically it will go on the grapes because again, kevim nataka the balabai samach yos soimich on the whatever the balabayas has in mind to bring you. So since that is the halacha, so you would have automatic kavana when you made the bracha on the apple to go on the grape, and that would help in that case. But when okay, so next year we'll talk about more. What about when I'm sitting at home, whereby it doesn't help? How would it work with the evid? But what we want to establish from today's share, when you're a guest at somebody else's house, so since you have automatic kavana anyway, so in this case it would also help, even though you made a mistake, and not well, even if you made a mistake, it's in front of you. We were supposed to make the bracha on the apple, and the grape is in front of you, right? So lechayim, even though really b'di'evit doesn't help when you're at home, but when you buy a guest by somebody else's house, it's as though you had an automatic intention, and it would help. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha kol tov.